Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk, A3LWCCO. As we continue to remember Sid Hartman on this Monday night. And joining us now, our next guest on the show on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, another close personal friend. I'm going to use that phrase the same way that Sid would always use it of mine, would be none other than Mark Rosen, former WCCO TV sports anchor. He joins us now here on Late Night. Rosie, it's been a while since we chatted, man. I hope that all is well with you, but yeah, man, take me back a few years. Tell me about the first time and opportunity that you got a chance to talk and meet with Sid Hartman.
Yeah, man, that's going back in my hot tub time machine a little bit, Ace Lake, but I can sure try. Honestly, I think because of the nature of where my dad and his brothers and his family grew up in North Minneapolis, which is really the same neighborhood as Sid grew up in. My dad was a little bit older than Sid, and he passed in early 95, but they grew up in the same neighborhood, and Sid would come up to me once, you know, I got into the business as a neophyte when I was 18, 19. Of course, my dad was beyond himself thinking I'd be in the sports broadcasting business, but more importantly, meeting Sid Hartman was incredible. And Sid, once I got kind of warmed up to him and, you know, was allowed to actually speak to the man, you know, he found out my background and really had some amazing stories about watching my dad and his brothers play softball at North Commons on Sundays and talk about him. Oh, well, your dad was a great first baseman and da-da-da-da-da. He had all these amazing stories. He remembered the Homewood Theater where my dad worked as an usher before going on to World War II. And so there was an instant connection that was there from a family perspective way back when. And it helped solidify you know, my relationship with him, because as much as we like talking sports, I really enjoyed listening to Sid talk about his days and what Minneapolis was like. He's not just was a Minnesota historian when it came to sports, but just Minnesota in particular, Minneapolis. I mean, he had a steel trap mind of the details of what, you know, the gangsters, the Kid Cans of the world and the people who ran Minneapolis. And he was, you know, legendary stories about being a paper boy and selling, and he's probably heard of all that tonight. But he would remember it all in great detail, and I was hanging on every word because, I mean, where else are you going to get that kind of history? You're not going to learn it in school. You're not going to learn it in a book. You're not going to learn it from anyone unless you learn it from someone who lived it.
Yeah.
So that kind of kick-started a lot of things, and I realized as time went on that was sort of the genesis of why Sid was the way he was. I mean, every nickel meant a lot to him, you know, growing up in the Depression and School of Hard Knocks and dealing with just moving forward and trying to stay alive as much as anything. And that's where I think became that they got that work ethic. So that was probably the first time I was introduced to him kind of as I kind of grew up in the business. Because look, when I grew up in St. Louis, WCCO radio was on in my house 24 hours a day. I mean, the legendary names that I eventually got to work with, you know, the Steve Cannons and Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson and, you know, down the list. And then of course with Sid, when I went to CCO radio, you know, this was like a dream come true. This was my, you know, for my parents to be able to listen to me on CCO radio was like, wait, with Sid Hartman, like what? And this is like playing the outfield with, you know, Roberto Clemente and Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. I mean, it was that big a deal, for my family.
What was it about Sid that made him such a likable individual to professional sports coaches to have the relationships that he had with like a Bud Grant, or to even right. have a relationship to the point and the degree that he had with Bobby Knight at Indiana. Yeah. What was it about him that was so engaging?
First of all, God rest his soul, but I never heard the word likable too much with Sid. He was tolerable, okay? I say that with all love in my heart. I think because Sid knew what buttons to push with these coaches. And, you know, Bobby Knight was the classic bully, and I had some interesting interactions with him over the years. But I think Sid knew how to kind of ingratiate himself with these coaches. Bud Graham was a whole different thing because, he the story's been coming out the last 24 hours about going back to Bud and Sid and back in the 40s when Sid took care of Bud. As, Bud was trying to figure out what he was going to do at the University of Minnesota, and he just took him under his wing, and that forged this astonishing friendship that lasted all these years. And that's a little different than sort of the kind of Sid weaving his way in and out of the coaches that he got involved with. But I think because they trusted him, because they knew that in that time in particular, that when they told him something, maybe even off the record, it was they knew that Sid, they could trust him with not going public with it, and he never did. There was a reason why Sid carried around that tape recorder all the time, not just because that's the way he recorded his interviews, but just in case someone said, I got misquoted, he goes, no, I got this on tape. He was very smart. He was ahead of his time with that, but we didn't have the technology. He didn't have the technology back then, but that's why he had that tape recorder rolling all the time in case someone would come back to him. But I think he just, whether it be a Woody Hayes, these guys were classic bullies, Bobby Knight. But Sid found a way of weaving himself into their lives, and they trusted him because I think he just wanted to feel like, I got your back, more than anything.
Yeah. We're talking to Mark Rosen here on Late Night News Talk, A30WCCO. And, Rosie, there's been a lot of media members and personalities in this market in the Twin Cities that I'm friends with, that I enjoy, that I think are awesome. And you're at the top of the list, you and Dan Barrero and Chad Hartman and some others. But, I don't know if there is going to ever be a person in our state from a media perspective that will have the type of life that Sid Hartman had in the span of not just the 100 years, but all of the things that he packed into that time that could literally be made into a movie. Like, if you go back, like, you could do a movie on Sid Hartman's life and it'll probably be a box office bestseller.
Yeah, he had, it's unique, and you could tell even by the national attention. I know you've had some great guests on tonight. The national attention that the passing of Sid has received nationally, where people who are listening to, whether it be Mike Tirico or, the Brent Musburger, whoever it is, on Sunday Night Football, going, well, I don't know who this guy is. I have no idea who Sid Hartman is. But my God, he's up to 100. He worked how many years? He has a tapestry of experiences, and I'm sure over the years accumulated some that, the story that could never be told. I mean, all the stuff that Sid did is extraordinary, and there'll never be someone like him because there'll never be an experiences that he had from running the Minneapolis Lakers and helping Major League Sports come to Minnesota. Conflict of interest, be damned. I mean, he could do what basically, he wanted to do. So there's so many aspects, and that's what I love hearing when I sat down with him of all, whether it's be those rare lunches we got together at Murray's or just listening to him BS, over anything. I mean, when I worked with him in particular for many, many, many years, I would just probe that mind and ask him all these questions about Ted Williams, this person and that coach, and what was it like, Bernie Bierman's football teams. And I remember being a kid watching Murray Warman and the Gophers go in the Rose Bowl when I was 10. But yeah, I mean, there's no one like him because it could never be duplicated again. I'm not sure anyone would want to duplicate it. It's just a different world that Sid grew up in, and work was his life. And that's okay. It worked for Sid. You know what I mean? It worked for Sid, and that's all that matters. And I had plenty of discussions with him saying, Sid, I love my work. I'm passionate about it. I can't believe I've been able to do it all this time. But I got kids I want to be around. I'm not going to be watching a sporting event. I'm not going to be at every news conference. That's just not me. I need to have a balance in my life, and that's fine. And that's what I'm saying. This worked for Sid, but I don't know if it would ever work for anyone else to go at that speed for that long. But damn, to have that kind of passion for anything for that period of time, unbelievable.
It's amazing. Yeah, the passion that he had to be in the journalism spectrum, to do the TV shows, the sports show, to do radio, and just it's remarkable, man. And there will never be another Sid Hartman, no question about it. Hey, Rosie, I appreciate you being on the show tonight, man. Thank you so much, my friend, and I'll talk to you later.
I love you, H. Lake. Talk to you soon.
All right, I appreciate it. That's Mark Rosen, former WCCO TV sports anchor here on Late Night News Talk, 830 WCCO.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.